Thanks, everyone, for joining us on the Good Stuff program. Mike and Kim Burge along with you. And reminding you, Integrity Meats in Bellevue, South Dakota, grateful for customers, communities, and fellow associates. The holidays are a time to open our hearts, to pause, to reflect, and to pray. Have a blessed holiday from Integrity Meats in Bellevue, South Dakota. And safe driving for the holidays from WW Tire Service, 8 locations across Central and Eastern South Dakota. And don't forget, Happy Thanksgiving from Tri-State Livestock News. It is what ranchers read.
And cattlemen, save the date. It's coming up this Monday. It's the TK Angus 40th Production Bull and Female Sale hosted at the ranch east of Valentine, selling 175 age advantage Angus bulls, 6 Sim Angus bulls, 170 registered springbred females, plus the dispersal of our 2016 fall pairs. Cattle bred with a commercial cattleman in mind. That's coming up Monday, the ranch east of Valentine, or you can bid and view on Superior Livestock or DV Auction.
You might want to pair the Tri-State Livestock News with your morning cup of coffee. Packed with insights on cattle, grain, sheep, and all things ag-related, your morning routine got just a little bit richer. You're just a page flip away from the pulse of the ranching world. Tri-State Livestock News, it is what ranchers read. And Kim, what do you have to share on the good stuff today?
Okay, it's time to lay these out so everyone has a clear understanding. It's time for the Christmas cookie rules.
Oh, no.
All right, here we go. Christmas cookie rules. If you eat a Christmas cookie fresh out of the oven, it has no calories because everyone knows that the first cookie is the test and thus calorie-free. If you drink a diet soda after eating your second cookie, it also has no calories because the diet soda cancels out the cookie calories. If a friend comes over while you're making your Christmas cookies and needs a sample, you must sample with your friend because your friend's first cookie is calorie-free. Remember rule number one? Yours is too. It would be rude to let your friend sample alone, and being the friend that you are, that makes your cookie calorie free. Any cookie calories consumed while walking around will fall to your feet and eventually fall off as you move. This is due to gravity and the density of the caloric mass. I particularly enjoyed that one. Any calories consumed during the frosting of the Christmas cookies will be used up because it takes many calories to lick excess frosting from a knife without cutting your tongue. Cookies colored red or green have very few calories. Red ones have 3 and green ones have 5. 1 calorie for each letter, so common sense says make more red ones. Cookies eating while watching Miracle on 34th Street have no calories because they are part of the entertainment package and not part of one's personal fuel. As always, cookie pieces contain no calories because the process of breaking causes calorie leakage. Any cookie consumed from someone else's plate has no calories, since the calories rightfully belong to the other person and will cling to their plate. We all know how calories like to cling. Any cookies consumed while feeling stressed have no calories because cookies used for medicinal purposes never have calories. It's a rule. So go out and enjoy those Christmas cookies. We only get them this time of year.
In the final minute or so that we have left on the good stuff today for this program, something from Dave and Bev Penn that was sent in called Marriage Counseling. After 35 years of marriage, a husband and wife went for counseling. When asked what the problem was, the wife went into a tirade listing every problem they ever had in the years that they'd been married. On and on and on. Neglect, emptiness, loneliness, feeling unloved and unlovable, an entire laundry list of unmet needs that she had endured. Finally, after allowing this for a sufficient length of time, the therapist got up, walked around the desk, and after asking the wife to stand, he embraced and kissed her long and passionately as her husband watched, with a raised eyebrow. The woman shut up and quietly sat down as though in a daze. The therapist turned to the husband and said, "This is what your wife needs at least 3 times per week. Can you do this?" "Well, I can drop her off here on Mondays and Wednesdays, but I golf on Fridays."
Could be a problem. I definitely think it's a problem.
Here's a little something to untangle that. When we get tangled up in our problems, be still. God wants us to be still so he can untangle the knot.
Very good. I like that. Okay, we have more trash talk by Annie. According to the Mac and Cheese Box, I am a party of 4. And do what you love and money will follow. So I ate pizza, drank beer, and took a nap. Now I wait.
All right. Thanks for sharing those with the good stuff today, Kim. And thank you for listening out there. Tune in again for another edition of The Good Stuff.